Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A historic milestone has been achieved in space exploration as China launches its crewed mission, Shenzhou 23, with a significant first, the inclusion of Hong Kong's first astronaut, marking a new era in China's space program. What makes this significant is that the Shenzhou 23 mission, launched atop a Long March 2-F rocket from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center, carries a three-member crew to the Tiangong Space Station, and it marks two historic firsts: Hong Kong's first astronaut in orbit, and China's first year-long crewed spaceflight. The crew consists of Commander Zhu Yangzhu, who is on his second spaceflight, having previously flown on Shenzhou 16 in 2023, pilot Zheng Jiuya, who is on his rookie flight, and payload specialist Lei Kaying, who is the first astronaut from Hong Kong, and a former Hong Kong police officer, selected in China's 2024 astronaut batch. One member of the crew will remain in orbit for approximately 1 year, which is the longest single-stay assignment in China's crewed program so far. This is a crucial step for China's space program, as it aims to expand its presence in space. But why does this matter? This long-duration spaceflight is essential for China's deep space ambitions, including its planned crewed lunar mission. Now, let us turn to the Tiangong Space Station, which is China's modular space station in low Earth orbit. The space station has a crew complement of typically 3, which can be expanded to 6 during handover periods. It has been operational since 2022 and is designed to have a lifespan of over 10 years. The orbital inclination of the Tiangong Space Station is 41.5 degrees, which is lower than the International Space Station, which has an orbital inclination of 51.6 degrees. The mass of the Tiangong Space Station is around 100 tons, which is roughly a quarter of the mass of the International Space Station, which is around 420 tons. The outgoing crew, which comprises Zheng Lu, WFEI, and Zheng Hongzhang, completed an extended stay of roughly 7 months aboard Tiangong before the handover. This highlights the capabilities of the Tiangong Space Station and China's ability to sustain long-duration spaceflights. China's crewed spaceflight program has a short but impressive history. The country's deep space ambitions are evident in its lunar series, with the Chang'e 6 mission achieving the first-ever sample return from the lunar far side in May 2024. The Tianwen-1 Mars probe, which included an orbiter, lander, and rover, was launched in 2021. China is also planning to establish an international lunar research station, in collaboration with Russia, targeted for the 2030s. A crewed lunar mission is also planned, with a target date of 2030. But what does this mean for the International Space Station? The ISS has been continuously crewed since 2000, with partners including the USA, Russia, ESA, JAXA, and Canada. However, the ISS is scheduled for deorbit by 2030, with Russia signaled to withdraw post-2024. And NASA has begun deorbit planning. Post-2030, the Tiangong Space Station is likely to be the sole continuously crewed low-Earth orbit station, unless U.S. commercial successors, such as the Axiom Station or Orbital Reef, reach service in time. Now, let us compare this with India's space program. India's strategic dimension is significant, as the country aims to accelerate its Gagnyaan and BUS programs to remain in the front rank of space powers. The China-Russia International Lunar Research Station is positioning itself as the principal challenger to the USLED-Artemis Accords, which India joined in June 2023, formally placing itself within the USLED lunar framework. And here is something that surprises many students: the significance of the Tiangong Space Station goes beyond space exploration. It becomes a significant soft power instrument for Beijing, hosting foreign experiments, training partner astronauts, and projecting scientific prestige. The year-long crewed flight data is critical groundwork for deep space and lunar surface missions. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers science and technology, including space programs, indigenous capacity, and comparative analysis of China-India's trajectories, as well as dual-use technologies. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, including technology diplomacy, multilateral lunar frameworks, and the strategic implications of China's deep space rise for India. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Shenzhou 23 mission was launched on 24 May 2026 from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center using a Long March 2-F rocket, and its destination is the Tiangong Space Station. Lei Kaing is the first astronaut from Hong Kong, and this mission marks China's first approximately one-year crewed mission. The Tiangong Space Station has modules, including Tianhe, which was launched in April 2021, Wenshen, which was launched in July 2022, and Mengshen, which was launched in October 2022. Yang Liwei was the first Chinese in space, aboard Shenzhou 5, on 15 October 2003. The Chang'e 6 mission achieved the first lunar farside sample return in May 2024. The International Space Station is scheduled for the orbit in 2030. India's Ganyaan target is 2027, and the target for the manned lunar mission is 2040. Rakesh Sharma was the first Indian in space, aboard Soyuz T-11 in 1984. India joined the Artemis Accords in June 2023. The significance of China's crewed spaceflight program and the Tiangong Space Station cannot be overstated, as it marks a new era in space exploration and has significant implications for India's strategic position in the region. The country's deep space ambitions and its ability to sustain long-duration space flights will have a profound impact on the global space landscape.